This is Don Aubrey, and you are Associate Director of Housing for Dining at the UI. Tell us how you first got started with serving Asian carp.
Well, we started serving Asian carp. It was really a very interesting story. It was a combination of things that we were looking at. We're very dedicated to sustainability. And one of the examples of our dedication to sustainability is we're dedicated to local food, food that is sustainably sourced, and food that is sustainably prepared. But it's a little bit more than that. We were also looking at what are the demographics of our students? What do they want? We're talking to them and finding out what is it that they really are craving. We wanted to prepare food that is craveable. That's how you keep them on meal plans. So with that being said, is that we have a very large Asian population. However, those flavors and sustainable food is something that is common among Generation Z, who is on our campus right now, very much reflects their values. So we looked at this and said, we've got an issue in our rivers, too much Asian carp. It's a delicious fish. It's been farmed in China for over 1,000 years. Let's see if we can prepare this and prepare it in a way that is delicious. And from talking to our students, working with our chefs, and looking at what the trends are overall, that's how it all started. And our view of this overall is that when it comes to the Illinois community, we say that our Illinois community changes the world, but we like to say changes the world one carp at a time.
Very good. And one of the main questions I had was, eating it is good, but can we eat our way out of this problem? Because there's millions and millions of carp. Well, I heard one statistic that said, well, we could eat our way out of this problem. You serve a lot of carp here.
Yes, we do serve a lot of carp here. This year alone, it'll be 25,000 pounds. By reducing the population of carp, and ultimately not only reducing the population, but having the average size of the fish be smaller, they will actually have natural predators in the rivers. Because right now they're growing so large that they are taking resources that our native species need. So if we can eat enough of them to reduce their overall size, then we're going to be able to reduce the problem. And of course, everyone that we eat is not reproducing.
Very good. And it's got to be good or the kids won't eat it.
Absolutely. No truer words have been said. It has to be a food that's delicious, both appealing for the eye and great on the tongue. So with that being said, we make sure that we provide the interesting flavors and preparations that our students want. One really neat example is that we actually prepare the carp whole. We actually do a light tempura. We fry it whole. And we serve it on a sautéed bok choy and herbs, and we dress it with a little bit of, for example, a sriracha mayo or even a sweet and sour. Really, really delicious, and our students absolutely love it.
Very good. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I would say that just please help us continue to change the world one carp at a time.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.